The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
You are listening to The Hard Shoulder here on News Talk. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, it is a year to the day when 1,000 Irish Debenhams workers received an email telling them that they were losing their jobs. And for the last 365 days, some of those workers have been protesting. Our reporter Barry White joins us now. Barry, you've been speaking to some of those former workers today.
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, so it's a year to the day since the news broke that Debenhams announced it was going into liquidation. And 1,000 staff were bluntly made aware of this via email and were advised to consult government websites at the time. And some of the former workers still have belongings in their lockers inside the stores they worked in, may that be in Dublin, Waterford, Cork, or somewhere else across the country. Well, they also never received any redundancy, despite this being agreed with the British High Street giant a few years before. So staff, many of whom worked for the company for 20 plus years, were left jobless and penniless. And that's why they started to protest on April 9th last year. But as these women told me today, they never expected this to still be on the picket lines 1 year later.
Stand up, fight back!
I've worked in Debenham for 24 years until last Thursday, Holy Thursday. It's unbelievable that we're still here. But you know what? Looking at the crowd here this morning, we're still very strong. Yeah, very strong.
What has the last year been like? As you say, you worked there in Debenhams for 24 years, no redundancy.
Well, it's been very tough. Basically, you do miss all your workmates, but because of the picketing, we have been able to keep up within social distance, of course. We have done timetables here. We do 2 or 3 days a week for the last year, and that's what we've been doing. Yeah.
So how long are you going to continue protesting then?
Well, I don't know. We're going to make sure that stock doesn't leave yet anyway, because all the English stores are selling all their stock. They're doing a big, huge sale. So I presume the stock that was in Blanchardstown last week has gone to the UK to be sold.
Do you feel the governments are listening at all, though? Because if they were listening, you wouldn't be here for the 365th day in a row.
To be honest with you, I have always been a Fianna Fáil supporter, all my life, and so has my family. My father canvassed for Fianna Fáil back in the 60s. But I can promise you, I will never vote for them again.
And I worked in Debenhams for 24 years. I was working as a personal stylist in Henry Street. And you know, we were devastated when we got that email, which I'm sure everybody has heard of by now, to tell us that our jobs were gone. And we were told just to go to gov.ie and to follow up from there. And we decided all to get together and come out and let the people of Ireland, the workers of Ireland, know what happened to us. And 365 days later, and we still have nothing.
And I worked originally in Debenhams and the Jervis when they came over here, and then we transferred over to Henry Street, working for Debenhams for 23 years. No, we didn't actually think that we'd be a year on and still picketing on the stores and protecting the stock. Really wouldn't have believed it if someone told us this day last year that we said, yeah, right, send for the men in the white coats. And lock us all up. We're not going to be here in a year's time. You know, I mean, that was just, would have been then, you know. So then it's been like good days and bad days, and weather-wise, well, out in the snow and the rain and freezing cold days, and being in here at 6:30 in the morning in the pitch black during the winter, and then the pandemic as well. It hasn't been nice.
Yeah, some of the workers there, listen, it's been an impressive feat out there protesting for a full year now. What have they achieved, Barry?
Yeah, well, there has been protests, pickets and sit-ins at stores by some of the former staff members. There have been staged protests outside the Dublin office of KPMG, the liquidators of the business. They've marched to the Dáil. Some of the workers have even met with the Taoiseach. And it does seem that there is finally an end in sight here. Union representatives of the more than 1,000 workers are continuing talks with the state training agency Solus on a €3 million fund to support them going into training or education or starting businesses. Now, this €3 million programme has already been rejected in a ballot in January by the Debenhams workers, but a scheme more finely tailored to the workers' wants and needs is expected to be balloted on in the coming weeks. And Mandate's national coordinator, Brian Forbes, says there is a feeling that this might be the best offer the workers will get.
When you ask about a solution being on the horizon, there's the €3 million fund that was negotiated through Kevin Foley's auspices and from the Labour Court is still in play. It was balloted on previously, but it's still in play. And we're working with Solus and the department now at the minute to see if we can find a resolution to this long running dispute that would satisfy the needs of the workers and also deal with the legacy issue of liquidations and redundancies, so that no one else has to go through what these brave workers have gone through in the last year.
€3 million between 800 workers. Will the workers be happy with that? And at this stage, is this maybe the best that they might be offered?
Look, €3 million of a fund for use by all of the members, all of the ex-workers in Debenhams. Of course, it's better than nothing. And as a union, like, we collectively worked very, very hard to secure much more for the workers. However, the Taoiseach and the government have made it abundantly and explicitly clear that the €3 million fund is really the only show in town, and that there won't be a cash sum available to the workers. But it will be available to our members for significant lifestyle changes and opportunities that currently do not exist in any other form at the minute. Unfortunately, it would be our considered opinion that whilst it falls short of our initial demands, it probably represents the best that can be achieved through negotiations at the minute.
Right, Barry, I mean, like, 3 million sounds like a lot, but between 800 workers, as you said, it's what, just over €3.5 grand each. The first woman you spoke to worked there for 23 years. Like, what do the workers think about this deal?
Yeah, so it'll be €3,750 each. It's not a lot. But this €3 million payout as well wouldn't be given to them in cash. It would be used by workers who may want to start their own business or retrain and do a course. Now, some of the younger workers who lost their jobs are looking at retraining. One woman I spoke to today told me she's planning and hoping to start up her own gardening business. But the problem, as you say here, with this offer is that a lot of the former workers were in Debenhams for 20 plus years and are now in their 60s. So retraining is not really an option for them. And here's just a few of the women I spoke to earlier today.
So this €3 million fund, I have great problems with that. I am in my 60s. So the courses they offer are not fantastic. They wouldn't serve me anyway, because I know that if I went for an interview, based on my experience and so on, I probably would get a job. But for the courses they're offering, I just don't think it's very fair to my age group. And there's quite a lot of ladies in this group that would be in the 60 mark.
So a lot of the people are like yourself, 20, you know, 25 years experience.
Would be, yes.
And in their 60s. Yes. So it's
what
no good to you, really?
No. I mean, 3 million to 1,000 workers, that roughly stands out at 3,000 per person, which is not an awful lot when we would have expected a better redundancy.
At this stage of my life now, I'm not going to go starting to retrain for things, you know. We lost an awful lot. Like, to me, I could have been working for another 7 years, so I've lost all that salary. I would have having contributions going into my pension for the next 7 years. I lost all that as well. So I don't know how we will, or I will ever be able to pick up.
So that's
what I lost.
The Solus retraining fund is no good to you?
No, I, you know, the retraining fund, as I say, is there already. That retraining fund is for all unemployed people in Ireland. So what's the point in offering us something like that?
I'm like 65, I'll be 66 at the end of the month. What's a section of the, like, training grant any use to me? It's not. There's lots of staff like me, well over 60, 63. What would you retrain for? To retire in 2 years' time? Or 3 years'
time? So retraining isn't an option for you?
No. Well, retrain for what?
All right, Barry White, our own reporter, thanks a million for putting that package together for us on those Debenhams protesters. 365 days and counting protesting the redundancy on offer to them.